Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hallelujah. Another night, Wednesday night, where we're coming together to pray unto our Lord God. He is a mighty one. He is a faithful. He is holy. And he is our all in all. As always, I greet you in Jesus' name. This is Gathering of the Saints Radio, and we meet Wednesday night to offer our prayers unto God. For he answers prayers when we believe. So when we come here tonight, we're going to believe that God is able and going to do what we ask when we ask according to his will. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My prayer is that you're all doing well and prospering in the Spirit. I pray that you're moving on and obtaining that which God has for you. We are in kicking off week 15. Of 20 now, of a time of seeking the Lord. We started January 1st of this year, and here we are. As you know, there's 52 weeks in the year, and we're taking the first 20 to seek the Lord in ways that we have not sought him before. And we started off by saying we're going to read the Bible in 70 days, and the ask was to do the same or more in the second. And so if you're at least repeating, you'll be halfway through the Bible again. And if not, that's between you and God. We also said this would be a time of fasting. This would be a time of prayer. And the more that I spend time seeking after God in this way, in fasting and prayer and in Bible reading, the more I find that God is saying, "That's good, now give me more." And that is how God is changing my heart, and I pray the same for you. Day by day, God is saying, "That's good, now give me more." And it's with whatever else is going on in life, it's become a joy to say, "Yes, I'll give the time that I have to you, God. I'll give the time that I have to you. Whatever time I have, I'm happy to give it to you, Lord Jesus." That's become a joy, and not always the case throughout my life. But the thing is that whatever time we do have, and that's not saying that God isn't a priority. It's just there's lots of things that go on. It means He's the highest priority. And to say, "God, what would you have me do with my time?" And the more that I get close to Him, the more He says, "Yes, seek me with the time that you would call free time. Seek me in that time." And so I thank God for that. And by God's grace, we'll continue reading the Word of God and impressing it in our hearts and in our spirits, even after we reach week 20 of 20. And by God's grace, I'll say, "Hey, I've read the Bible 2 times through," but that won't matter. That's what in the past. What am I going to do with that day or that week 21 of 2015? And we set this out as something that God placed on my heart to say that the last few years you've been needing things, but you haven't been seeking me hard enough for them. And I even had mentioned that long ago there was a dream that even said, if you want the best things of God, you're going to need to dig deep. And this is what digging deep is. And this is what has been going on in 2015. This is going to be the year of digging deep in Jesus' name and finding that which God has for us, that sweet honey out of the rock in Jesus' name. That's what we want, is the honey out of the rock. Where the world is seeing a rock, God is saying, "No, this can be a supply." And that's what we want in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let us keep on, saints, because that's why I was led to start off with the song that I did. The one thing that we need to do, no matter what comes our way, no matter what comes our way, whatever we find coming our direction, good, bad, ugly, we need to keep moving on. We can't look back. We can't take a break. We can't say, "Oh, woe is me, pity me. I'm this is you know, we can't take that break, because that is where the enemy steps in. It is at those times we even need to move forward faster. And that is what pushing back the dark is. If bad things happen, yeah, bad. I mean, it's terrible. I know. And that it isn't something that, but we need to keep pushing forward, because that's what God Himself did when He was on earth. He didn't take time to dwell and say, "Pity me." He said, keep moving," even when the ladies were weeping for Him as He carried the cross. He said, "Don't weep for me. Weep for yourself." And so this is the pattern that we need to follow, and we keep moving forward step by step. And God, just as God gave the man to carry the cross, Simeon, I believe his name is, but I kind of his name has slipped my mind. Maybe it was just Simon, but at any rate, God provided a way just as he said he always will. He said, I will provide a way out. And that was a severe trial that the Lord went through. And at the right time, he provided a way to help him out in the severity of the trial. He allowed another man to carry the cross. And that's the way that he does for us, saints. He always provides a way if we just keep moving forward. Had he taken a break and said, I'm going to stop this, and woe and pity me, and oh yes, ladies, cry for me because it's so terrible, the things wouldn't have gone so well on the cross. So we thank God for what's in the Bible. And as we continue to read it, and that's my encouragement, saints, with all you're getting, and that's what the word says, with all you're getting, get like, there's some people that devote their life and work tirelessly 20 hours a day to find money and to get a good job or to become the creator of Facebook or Twitter, or, you know, and they become very wealthy men. They're going after success and money with all of their getting. And God said, go after wisdom with all you're getting. Go after understanding with all you're getting. And saints, that's my encouragement to me and you tonight, that with all of our getting, we will go after wisdom. Fill your life with the Word of God. Fill your life with the Word of God. And you will see things happen. You will see doors open, because God has promised us, it's a promise in His Word that when we seek Him, He will be found. And when we ask, we will receive. And so whatever it is that you need, God is more than able. You have to believe that He is able. Amen. We're going to look at 2 Chronicles chapter 20 tonight and dig into what to do when you're in need. And there's a prayer found in this passage that we're going to pray. And that's what's on my heart for tonight. Saints, let's keep moving forward. Whatever happens, we have to keep moving forward. And that's the message of this hour. And as we move on into the end, when things, you know, I mean, the Bible is very explicit, and in a lot of ways we're babies when it comes to what the Bible says to do. When people speak evil of us, what are we supposed to do? It's very clear in the Word of God. Speak evil back? Take revenge? No, it says bless them. Bless them. When we disobey God, then bad things follow. The Bible says when you're hit on one cheek, turn the other one. The Bible says that you're blessed when you're persecuted for righteousness' sake. So don't get down in the mouth about people making fun of the way you dress or the way you talk or the things you will or won't do. Realize that in heaven, God has given you a reward. Realize that in heaven, God is saying, in time, you will reap a great reward if you just abide faithful. So don't get down in the mouth about it. God needs a people that are going to be faithful to Him no matter what. And He's looking to us. I mean, the Bible is real clear. But often we just get, we want everyone to like us and be Christians too. And that's not what the Bible says. It says if you're going to be righteous, you are going to be persecuted. So we either need to get accustomed to the idea that there's not going to be everyone think we're great, or we need to find something else to do. But that something else is going to have a consequence, and that is not being with God forever. We're going to start at verse 1, 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 1. And we're going to see a circumstance that comes up. Response. So it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat and said, "There comes a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazazon Tamar, which is in Gedi." And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. And he proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Now right there is the first signal of what to do. It's not, it probably isn't as great as it could be because he feared, but I mean, clearly from a natural standpoint, understood, he was surrounded by enemies. And sometimes, saints, it's not going to just seem like we're surrounded. We are going to be surrounded by enemies trying to keep you pinned down. But if you keep moving, keep pressing on, keep seeking after God, you will have the victory. What did Jehoshaphat do? He set himself to seek the Lord. Have you ever noticed throughout the Bible, whether it's through battle or through the healings of Jesus or through the healings of the apostles, that there's always a different way to get the victory? Sometimes it's clay to the eyes. Sometimes it's a spit. Sometimes it's rise up and walk. Sometimes it's go to the left and wait and watch me rain hail on the enemy. And sometimes you're going to have a host of 30,000, but by the end of it, I'm just going to win with 300, and you're going to win with little lanterns. Sometimes it's like with Elisha, where a host is surrounding the city only to come and get him. And God makes the eyes of the men blind. Sometimes a whole host is coming after Elijah, and he sits on a hill, and fire comes from heaven and devours the enemy. Rarely the same. Because God is showing us that it is not through your wisdom, not through your process, not through your 3-step program, not your 10-step program. Every time it is listen to God and he'll tell you what to do. And when God tells you what to do, then you do it and you'll have the victory. Sometimes it's walk around the city 7 times. Sometimes it's stick your staff in the water. Sometimes it's take up your mat. Hallelujah. But God is the one that is the general of it all. When we hear his voice, he tells us what to do. Jehoshaphat feared, and he set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Seek the Lord and fast, saints. When your enemies surround you, it's the time to fast. All other things can go away. Except you have to seek the Lord and fast. And not just a little. Amen. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah. What does seeking the Lord look like? Is it having service, but our mind is on other things? Clearly not. It is a God, you are the only hope, and I know it. Think about how some people approach doctors. They had a bad disease, and they're waiting for the doctor to come back in the room with the prognosis of the problem, and they're nervous. What's he going to say? They're not going to get up and leave. They wait until the man comes in the room, and the way things are most of the time is you have to wait a long time. And they'll just sit and wait and wait and wait for him to come. And then whatever he says, they do it, cases. And whether they're Christians or not, they don't do the same unto God. So shame on us when we wait on man more than we do on God. God's promises are clear, and they are true, and they will come to pass. Whatever he said, he will do it in Jesus' name. He said he's going to heal us, saints, so he will do it. He said he's going to be our peace, so he will do it. He said he will be our provider, so he will do it. He said he will be our Savior, so he will do it. Why do people count on Jesus for their Savior, but nothing else? Saving is much more difficult than the other things we said. So let us trust in God for all of it, not just the most difficult. Anything else shows us a lack of faith. So these people are seeking the Lord as if he's their only hope. That is seeking the Lord. God, you're my only hope. You're my only hope. Oh, amen. Hallelujah. My only hope. That's what Jesus Christ, when we seek him as your only hope, that's the right place to be. Amen. You want to be in that place where you're saying, God, you're my only hope. Come, help me. That's where Jehoshaphat was. That's where Judah was. What are we going to do? I mean, that's the best place to be, saints. What else were they going to do? They're surrounded by the enemy. They're not strong enough to beat them. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before the people Israel, and gave us to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? And they dwell therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, and saying, If when evil come upon us, as the sword, judgment or pestilence or famine, and we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that comes against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Amen. What? That's a prayer, saints, we need to remember. Because what Jehoshaphat is doing is saying, God, this is your word. You must do it. This is even the people you told us not to strike down. Now look at it. God, what are we supposed to do? We can't do it ourselves. You're our only hope. Amen. Being at a place where God is your only hope and you're seeking him as such. There's a difference between God being your only hope in your knowledge and how you're acting. I believe, saints, that the apostles followed Jesus Christ as if he was their only hope from the day of the Pentecost on till the day they died, as if he was their only hope. That's how they pursued after him. I just believe that. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. So God is now going to speak, and he said, "Hearken, Judah, all inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites, the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korites, stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Hallelujah. Salvation. Now, it's not reality at this point. They're still surrounded. It's reality in the spirit. It's not reality in the physical. And they're surrounded still. Even though God has said this is the way it's going to go down, that hasn't become reality yet because it's not the next day. And that's the way sometimes we find ourselves, knowing the Word of God, and saints, we just got to be seeking the Lord, especially when we're surrounded by the enemy, especially then, but always. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and all inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, and so shall ye prosper." Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. This is an encouraging story. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." There's so many truth in this passage, buried in 2 Chronicles, something you hardly ever read, at least I don't. But look at the truth of this the way that this is all set out to win the battle. Wait on God, he'll give you the answer. You praise the Lord, and when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah. And they were smitten, for the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitudes, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. And on the fourth day they assembled themselves in the valley of Beraic, and there they blessed the Lord. Therefore the name of the same place was called the Valley of Berechiah unto this day. And that's the story. Let's just, for the sake of argument, put some dates ascribed to this. Let's say that this happened on I don't know, October the 20th. On October the 20th, Jerusalem was surrounded by three armies. They sought the Lord. God, you're my only hope. God said, thanks for seeing me, seeking me. Here is your way out, and I will show you. I will show you that I am the one who will fight for you. This won't be of you. It will be of me. And so here they are, and they just show up, and they get to see these armies attack one another. But it's not before they start to praise God. So October 20th, surrounded. October 21st, completely delivered, and they don't even pick up a sword. And it's because seeking God and praise. There's so much in this passage. And then when they defeat the enemy, 3 days in picking up the spoil. And this is how God does it. Amen. This isn't about prosperity gospel. This isn't about becoming rich. This is about how we fight in the spirit in this dispensation. Since our battle is in the spirit, so is the spoil. Amen. Hallelujah. So this is what the word of God says unto us. And this is how we're going to go before him. Amen. And so, saints, I want you to just pray along with me. We're going to pray. As I don't know your situation, but we're going to pray and we're going to seek God tonight, and we're going to ask him, just as Jehoshaphat did here, to fulfill his word unto us on every line on which he's promised us, because his word will come to pass in our life, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Let's pray, and this is what's on my heart tonight, saints. I don't have anything else. We're going to pray, and we're going to wrap it up. Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, you are righteous and holy, and you have not called us to be a nation that lives in physical Israel, but a spiritual one. We're scattered abroad on the face of this earth. And while, at least at this point, we don't have a physical enemy surrounding us, in many cases, Lord, we have spiritual ones. I pray, O Heavenly Father, that you would help us to see them clearly in Jesus' name. We give you praise for all that you've done. We give you praise for all that you've done for us in protecting us and saving us. I pray, Lord God, as we begin to pray and seek your face, that you would forgive us of our sins and our foolishness and our iniquities and our stubbornness, Lord, and following after our own desires, seeking after yours for our lives. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us, O Heavenly Father, even for the things we can't change, forgive us. But for the things we can, Lord, help us to change them in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, for the things that we should have done, but we did not do them, I pray that you would forgive us. And for the things that we did that we should not have done, I pray that you would forgive us. Have mercy upon our homes and have mercy upon our families. And cover us in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I pray, oh, Heavenly Father, that those of us that are surrounded by the enemy, oh, Lord, we come to seek your face. We come to find your face, Lord. We come to call into remembrance your word spoken unto your people. where you said, I am the Lord that provides. You said, I am the Lord that heals. You said, I am the Lord that sanctifies. You said, I am God Almighty. All of these are promises unto us. You said that when we seek you with all of our heart, that we'll be covered under the wings. That's your promise to us, Lord. You said that 10,000 will fall to the left, 1,000 to our left and 10,000 to our right, but it will not come near us. Lord, that's your promise to us. You said that there'll be no plague in our dwellings and that the noisome pestilence will not come near us. Lord, that's your promise. You said if we come before the elders and they anoint us and pray, that the prayer of the righteous will avail much and the sick will rise up and be recovered. Lord, this is your promise to us. Lord, you said that if we trust in you, that you'll provide our food and clothing. This is your promise unto us, O Lord. So I pray, O Heavenly Father, that as the enemy surrounds us, tries to destroy us, that you'll remember these promises. Some of us have individual promises that have been given. Promises to you through prophecy or otherwise, Lord. I pray that you will fulfill these things in Jesus' name, even according to your word. These are your promises unto your people. And you are more than able to do them. Oh Lord, tell us what to do. Give us guidance and understanding. Lead us, O Lord. Tell us what to do. I pray, Lord, that whatever it is, that we'll do it, whether it's put mud on our eyes, or pick up our mat and walk, or go out and wait to see the salvation of the Lord, or to go around the city 7 times. Whatever it is, Lord, that we'll do it. I pray that we would listen. Oh Lord, your word is as sure as there is anything. I pray, Lord God, I know that these things are going to come to pass. The sick are going to be healed. And those that lack provision are going to find provision in Jesus' name. Those that need wisdom are going to find it in Jesus' name. And those that are seeking after spiritual gifts with all their heart will find them in Jesus' name. Those that need the Holy Ghost, be filled in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, your word is true. Fulfill your word to us in Jesus' name. Let the enemy be destroyed. Hallelujah. And let us pick up the spoil in Jesus' name. Oh, Heavenly Father, fulfill your promises. Do your word. Accomplish your word in our lives. And give us a pure praise in our spirit, even before the battle. And afterwards, in Jesus' name, bring us joy in the morning. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for these times, for it is in these times that you show yourself strong. We thank you, Lord, that you set up opportunities that we can't solve on our own, but we can trust in you, and we can know with confidence that you will solve it when we seek you with all our heart. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, You are our only hope. You are our only hope. We don't have victories outside of you, Lord. Then we'll be swallowed up. Heavenly Father, come and do and accomplish your will. Come and accomplish your word. Fulfill your promises unto us, your people. And we will give you the praise before and after in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe it. I receive it in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Saints, let us continue to seek for God. Let us continue to seek after His most holy name. With all you're getting, go after Him. And with the time that you have, seek after Him. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pray that you have a blessed week. I pray that your hands will be fruitful in the work of the kingdom and in the work of your physical hands. I pray that love would abound in your spirit and peace would abound in your spirit no matter what you go through. And I pray that in Jesus' name, no matter what comes your way, you will keep moving forward, taking no breaks to find pity or any other thing, but keep pressing on, saints, for that's what we're called to do. My love to you, and by God's grace, we will pick it up again next week to kick off week 16 of 20. We'll be finishing up mid-May. We have great testimonies coming out of the first 70. I'm expecting even greater ones coming out of the next 70 in Jesus' name. 2015 will be a year of victory in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I declare it. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed. Maranatha.